The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello and welcome to a mini bonus episode of F1 Explains with me, Christian Hugill, and Katie Osborne. This is a mini bonus episode because we're not supposed to be here. It's the summer break, but we thought we'd pop up to say hello during the summer, which, Katie, is lovely of us, isn't it, really?
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. I'm clapping over here. I'm ready to go.
We're delighted to be here, unusually, during the summer, and we're here for a couple of reasons. The first being we have an announcement, and we're going to do a couple of the most frequently asked questions to answer from our email, and producer Chris wrote this email inbox box box.
Well played.
We need it. We tell you what, we need a summer break. We really do. Okay, let's get on to the announcement. Firstly, that announcement is F1 Explains is going to the 2024 Dutch Grand Prix in Zandvoort very soon. We're going to be doing live shows in the F1 Paddock Club during the weekend. We've never been there before, and it's, Katie, apparently, quite exclusive.
Yep.
It's the posh seats.
That's what they say.
It's what it is. It's the posh seats.
Yep, that's right.
But
good food, they say.
Apparently the food's good. I don't know whether I'll get any of the food, but let's find out. So we're going to be bringing you a taste of what goes on in the Paddock Club, the food, the celebs, the view you get of the track, and much, much more.
Yeah, it's all coming together quite last minute, but I'm so grateful that it is coming together. Sadly, too last minute for me to make it there, but Christian, that's why you're going to figure out what the tastes of the F1 Paddock Club are like.
You've dispatched me.
But if you're going to go to the Dutch Grand Prix and you have an F1 Paddock Club ticket, please drop us an email, send us a question, and we might be able to get you part of the show.
Now, admittedly, it is far more likely that you're not going to be in the F1 Paddock Club at the Dutch Grand Prix, considering we have podcast listeners all over the world. But as ever, we like to bring our listeners with us and give you insight and exclusive insights into the world of Formula One. So don't worry if you're not going to be there. We'll, of course, bring that feel of the Paddock Club, that feel of the Dutch Grand Prix to you. As we do with the live shows, you can catch up with it all right here on the podcast feed, just like we did with the British Grand Prix live show, Katie, where you weren't there, but we brought it to you. You didn't need to travel across the Atlantic.
One question for you, Christian.
Yeah, sure.
What are you most excited about for the Dutch Grand Prix? Because that is that track, it's epic. The sand, you literally can taste the seawater. Like, what are you most excited about?
Great question. Glad you've asked it. Couple of things I'm excited for. The first is seeing the setting, because apparently Zandvoort is stunning. So I'm looking forward to that.
It is.
The second, I'm actually having three answers. That's one. The second is me and producer Chris are staying in a little actual cottage together near the sites, Katie.
Oh, we'll get a cute.
Little,
yeah,
we'll get a little
cute.
Cottage,
that's
I know,
fun.
Which is just adorable. Feels like the least F1 thing ever. Feels like I should be going on a British
I love
trip,
that
yeah.
for you guys.
So that's going to be fun.
Send a photo,
and
please.
And the third thing is, if you'll allow me to go super F1 geeky here, I'm looking forward to seeing the banked corner in real life. The final corner of Zandvoort is banked, one of the very few banked corners in Formula One. And I want to see... I love it on the PlayStation, driving around it. I want to run around it, and I want to stand and see how it looks sort of banked and tilted.
Are you going to do a track run?
Oh,
to see it? Do you really feel it?
Silverstone, I didn't get the chance to because, annoyingly, I was too busy doing jobs and people making me do work for a living, which
Bing,
is just
getting in the way. Yeah, I know,
selfish.
Wild.
But providing I've got the time, yes, I will. But, Katie, we also have brilliant news, another announcement, and this is particularly good news for people like me, who are fans of Katie Osborne. So,
Dun, 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 dun. Thanks. What an announcement.
Yes. Well, the whole team are going to be doing more live shows at the F1 Fan Zone at the Circuit of the Americas at the US Grand Prix in Austin, Texas in October. We'll be there. And again at the Las Vegas Grand Prix in November. So full squad will be there. If you're going to be there, let us know. F1 explains at F1.com. We want to know if you'll be there, and we'll try and get you involved in our live shows at either Zandvoort or Vegas or Austin. And if you go into Austin or Vegas, you'll get the added bonus of it not just being me. You'll get to meet Katie Osborne to make it a 50% better experience.
I'm excited about it. And hopefully we'll see some of our friends from COTA from last year again at the Circuit of Americas. And by the way, in case you've missed it, back last year, we had a podcast that was all about going to a race. And this is a great time to remind anybody that if you want to go to a race, A, you can come to one of our live shows, which is pretty dang cool. There's some great merch there, as Christian found out.
Oh, yeah.
And the energy and the people and the camaraderie and the racing is excellent. So that's a good plug if you want to go to a race. We still have tons left in this season.
Yeah, scroll back on the feed. And if you're thinking of going to Austin this year, but you've not quite decided on getting a ticket yet, maybe that episode that Katie's talking about that we did, which was explaining why it's so cool to go to a Grand Prix, go all the way back on this feed to last year's COTA. Have a listen to it. It's a good fun listen. I mean, we're biased. We made it. But I think it's a good fun listen, isn't it, Katie?
Jess, that's true. Next, you know we love getting your questions to F1 Explains at F1.com. We get questions on all sorts of topics. It's unbelievable. And usually they're topics we haven't covered yet. However, there are those questions that are just those baseline, what people want to know about Formula One. So we thought we'd answer a couple of them in a quick one-off feature called F1 FAQs. Love that, by the way.
I like that. That's a good feature title.
Was that you or was that Chris who came up with
that?
That
was nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me.
Producer Chris, well done. With an expert guest who knows the F1 Explains email inbox better than anyone, please welcome your host, the guardian of the F1 Explains email inbox, producer Chris.
Hello. The original title for this feature was Producer Chris Answers Three Questions on Topics We've Already Answered But Keep Getting Emails About, or Pakatakotwabkajia.
Is that the acronym, is it?
That's the acronym, but I thought...
F1 FAQs is better, yeah.
I would agree. So, yeah, we love all of your emails, and I do genuinely read every single one, I promise. But there are some that come up, and they're from listeners who maybe haven't been listening since the beginning, or they just haven't made their way back through the archive yet.
And that's fine. So we welcome all comers. That's fine.
Absolutely. So we just thought we'd go through a few of them in this mini summer break episode. The first one is actually incredibly timely. Justin in Kentucky and Jim in Minnesota are the latest to ask, why do drivers and cars get weighed after a race? We've just seen a very, very good example of why they get weighed after a race in Belgium, the race before the summer break. And as we've seen, it's to make sure they're not gaining an advantage by being below that minimum weight limit, because a lighter car is a faster car. And as George Russell and Mercedes discovered to their cost in Belgium, if you are found to be underneath that minimum weight limit, you will be disqualified. It's a very, very serious thing. Russell's car was weighed twice on two different sets of scales. That's how seriously they take it. And was found to be 1.5 kilos underweight. That's about 3.3 pounds for you, Katie. Yeah, below that weight limit of 798 kilos, 1,759 pounds. Astonishing.
As we record this, Mercedes are looking into exactly why. Poor old George, he'll have been upset. But, you know, rules are rules and this is Formula One.
Simon Ema, one last thing about weights. How much do F1 tyres weigh? Do either of you know how much a set of F1 tyres weigh? Don't look at the running order where I've written the answer for you.
Okay, I'm removing myself away.
Is it 42 kilograms?
Christian, you looked at the running order, you cheater.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Don't tell me again. I can't do the math fast enough for my kilograms.
It's written in front of me on the running order. I don't know what you want from me.
I know, I'm trying to not look. Anyways, okay, fine. 92.5 pounds.
Yeah, that's it. That's a full set of tyres without the wheel rims. And I was amazed by this. They can lose 3 kilos or 6 pounds in rubber.
Wow.
During
that is interesting.
A stint. So maybe that's what happened to George. And if you go to a race, you were talking just now about why you should go to a race. you can go on the track after the Grand Prix finishes sometimes, and you can actually see the bits of rubber that have flicked off the tyres, and they're there.
People take them home.
Have you ever done that, Christian?
No, I've not. You'd think I would, wouldn't you?
But I
no,
would have
I've
thought
not.
You would have.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fair comment. No, I've not.
Okay, yeah. This is great. This, yeah. We know it. We can now get Christian at our next race track together.
Oh, a bit of discarded rubber. Yeah, cheers.
A pile of
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. So that's the car. The driver has minimum weight as well. That's 80 kilos. That includes their suit and their gloves and their helmet. So that's why drivers get weighed. Justin in Kentucky and Jim in Minnesota, because it's important, because a light car is a faster one. So that's exactly why they do it. Moving on, Derek in Toronto is the latest to ask this question. He says, this might be mundane, but I always find myself intrigued by the flat panels that are placed on the cars in the garage as the drivers sit and wait, for example, between quali sessions. They look like computer screens. Are they? I always thought they were for privacy or to prevent cameras from filming them. If they're screens, what are the drivers watching? Reality TV, cooking shows, brackets, Alex Albon, I'm looking at you. Do you remember, Katie and Christian, you asked Liam Lawson this question when you were recording in Canada?
Yeah, I do. Reality TV, that's what he said.
Meanwhile, didn't Drive to Survive just like run up at the same time we talked about that? Reality TV, the computer screen, Drive to Survive. It was all like one big conversation. No.
Yeah, but they're not watching Drive to Survive. They're watching A Place in the Sun.
In fact, they're computer monitors.
Yeah, so they're looking at lap times, telemetry, that's the data on where they braked, where they accelerated. They're also looking at their teammates' telemetry to see if they can learn anything. Or they're looking at the onboard camera replays of their laps or even their rivals' laps to just see what's he doing? What? Oh, I see. He's breaking there. Well, maybe I'll try that on my Lex lap and that will make me
faster. That's what they want you to think. They're watching Wheel of Fortune. I'm telling you.
Oh, good play. Do you guys have Wheel of Fortune over there?
Yeah, well, it's more of an American thing, but they've just rebooted it over here, Katie. It's a good question. I'm glad you've asked it.
That's fun.
That question about what the screens are is the one we get the most.
Is that our most frequent question?
Yeah.
What do the screens do?
Wow, really?
By a long way. By a long, long way. I guess because during qualifying, you see the cars in the garage while they're waiting to go out, and they do always have those screens in front of them. But they're certainly not for privacy, because you see the camera operators just scooch round a few yards and they can see the drivers anyway.
Yeah.
So who knows, maybe one day they'll get an entire sort of enclosed cockpit they put down like a cloche on a dish in a fancy restaurant. They'll just go boop, boop.
Yeah.
And they'll be completely hidden.
Cover the hen
view.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. Here's what I think is interesting. The conversation that what they could be looking at, right? Telemetry data on board cameras. Remember that conversation we had with Julian Palmer about onboard cameras and one of the rapid fire questions, and if the drivers actually watch their onboards, do they watch rivals' onboards? And wasn't he affirmatively like, no, they don't?
I think he says it depends. I think he says it depends on the driver. But no, I think Julian said he did. Chris, am I right? I think Julian said he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he said they watch their own onboards sometimes to see,
but not the rivals.
I'm sure they do. I mean, I don't know.
I would think they. Here's the thing. I just am blown away. This just is another thing. These drivers and teams, of course, but are taking in so much data all the time. And then they go and they get away from the track and they're still taking in data. I just think it's so amazing how much they're processing at any one time, how intellectual and how forward thinking people in the cockpit really have to be able to make this all come together, and how they're thinking what someone else may or may not be doing when they're following them. I'm blown away.
And to
Anyways,
do that in the few
we?
Minutes between qualifying sessions as well, to come out,
I know,
200 miles an hour, back in the garage, quick look at the data. Ah, I see. I can brake 10 yards later into turn four. Good, I'll go and do that then. Oh, look, I'm a tenth faster on my next lap. Our
blown
final
away.
F1 Explains FAQ. Nick from Illinois, Lucy from Nottingham in the UK, the latest to ask, what do all the buttons on an F1 steering wheel do?
I get this one all the time.
Yeah. And
people ask me this all the time.
And also, what happens if drivers press the wrong button?
They're ejected.
Ejected.
Bye.
From the seat. That's what happens there.
The answer to this one is too long to go into now, but go back, listen to our episode on steering wheels with Julian Palmer and McLaren engineer Jose Manuel Lopez for an explanation of all the buttons, how drivers learn them, what happens if they press the wrong one. It's really interesting. I'm biased because I love every episode we've done, but that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was a good one, that.
I'm not going to pop up on the podcast very often because that's your job.
But we're glad you do.
While I'm here, can I just say that anybody who's listening to this podcast is just the best. They're just the best. You're the best.
We have great listeners.
Yeah. And if you've sent us an email...
We do.
I promise you I have read it. I share some of the messages that you send us with Katie and Christian in our WhatsApp group.
Every Friday you tend to do that, don't you? You tend to send like a little Friday newsletter.
I love it. Yeah. Here's what you guys don't know that I get to wake up to, because y'all are ahead of me. And it's so nice. I wake up to just like these lovely messages that Chris has sent from our F1 Explains, along with like our graphic for the week. But like,
but that's less important.
The message is truly but the message is truly, and it's literally like a TGIF. I wake up and I'm like, oh, thank goodness it's Friday. I have a message from Chris, and it's all the messages from our F1 Explained listeners.
Yeah, so if you sent one, whether it's a question, a voice note, just a message, just a real thank you. We so appreciate it. And if you have sent a question and you haven't heard us do it yet, we will try and get to it. So in some cases, we've read the email and gone, oh, that's a really, really good topic. And we know who we want to talk to for it, but they just haven't said yes yet. We haven't quite managed to arrange a time for the recording. So don't despair. Don't worry. We've got so many fantastic questions to get through, and lots more will come in over the summer break, I'm sure. And please do keep sending them in. But we will get to it. We just want to make sure we get the absolute best person to answer the question.
And we're not going anywhere. That's the thing. We've got a second half of the season to go. We'll hopefully be back next year. We're not going anywhere. We'll get to it.
Yeah, sending questions.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't speak for you, Chris and Christian, but I'm curious all the time. I'll ask. I'm going to be asking questions for a long time. I love that.
But honestly, when we started this show, I genuinely thought, oh, we're going to have to keep coming up with these ideas ourselves, because I just couldn't quite comprehend that people would actually send them in. But the vast majority of the ones we've done and are going to do have all been suggested by you, basically. So yeah, just thanks. You're the best. I'll say it again. You're the best.
I want to have Chris Browning Brant say, you're the best, in my ear all the time. That is just such good. What a leader and a captain right there. You're the best.
He's got quite a soothing voice, hasn't he, Katie? He could be one of those like therapy self-help like guys.
The best.
You know what I mean? You know they get those podcasts?
I'm just your race engineer. That's why I've got a soothing
it's
voice.
True.
Yeah, you'd stay quite calm. You'd be a great race engineer, yeah?
Okay, Christian, we have to retire you from the podcast. Box, 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 box.
I mean, that's fair enough. I'm ready for a break. That's fine.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm joking.
Of course.
I'm joking. Well, we are going somewhere. We're off for a couple of weeks. But producer Chris, thank you for joining us. Thank you for popping up for F1 FAQ. I particularly enjoyed that feature. I particularly enjoyed you coming on the podcast. So yes, producer. And for all your hard work, our listeners, I'm sure, thank you as well. Thank you, producer Chris.
I promise you I won't make a habit of coming on.
You're welcome anytime you like.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Christian. If you have a question, as Chris had mentioned, write it, record it, email it to f1explains@f1.com. And why not use this summer break? This is a great opportunity to catch up on some of those previous episodes. You might find your answers in there. And if you don't, just send them along to f1explains@f1.com.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we should just say at this point, actually, we really, really do appreciate you listening. As Chris has just said, this podcast goes from strength to strength because we've got some amazing listeners who send in absolutely amazing questions, and we really, really appreciate it. So we'll be back after a couple of weeks break for the summer break. We hope to see you in Zandvoort. For me and Katie on F1 Explained, enjoy your summer break. Bye for now.
Bye.